All right, guys, Derek Soto. We're going to talk a little business shop. And today we're going to talk about a little strategic thing that is high level, but I think you guys will love this. I see this back and forth with these programs, these business builders, these page builders, all this stuff, like ClickFunnels and Groove Pages and Infusionsoft and all this stuff. Here's the thing. Here's how, for example, ClickFunnels, they're one of the most well-known, so this might work well for them, okay? This is how they could make it so no one could ever compete with them again, okay? This is how they could steal all the users from every other platform, and everyone would feel stupid not to use their platform. If I was sitting here talking to Russell, I'd be like, why don't you go ahead and give away ClickFunnels? You give away ClickFunnels 2.0 for free for anyone that wants to join it. And he would look at me and be like, you're an idiot, go home. And I'd be like, no, hear me out. What you do is you have an ad platform. One of the problems that people have with websites is getting traffic. It's really hard. And getting JV partners is hard too. So you'd have two things that you would add to the dashboard, okay? You would have an ad platform built right in so that ClickFunnels would become the premier platform where you can advertise to businesses. Everybody on ClickFunnels is a business owner. Since he has God mode, he can parse down that data, you know. Dickerson, his partner there, can code it, and his team could code it so that they can have their little ad network in there. So you can advertise, say, so on everyone, when they log into their dashboard, there'll be ads to the right or wherever, right? That people can pay to place ads in people's dashboards. ClickFunnels keeps all that money, okay? And people could also have a widget that they put on their site and say, hey, you want to monetize your site? Allow us to put a widget wherever you want on your site. And we even recommend where to put it to get the best, you know, clicks and stuff. And other people, not even, you don't have to be a ClickFunnels user to buy ads. But if you're a part of ClickFunnels, then you can use the ClickFunnels platform to do it. So you might require people to sign up for ClickFunnels for free. So you might require that so they can use the platform to do advertising for people on ClickFunnels. Okay. By having the service for free, everyone would feel stupid not to use it, because when they're comparing you other builders, you know, they're like, wait a minute, ClickFunnels is a premium product. And if they kept, and if you keep up your software and keep it premium, where it's just the best on the market, people are like, why would I pay for their service when this one's free? And if people don't want to participate, they could continue to pay the $2.97, and ads will be gone from the dashboard, so they don't have to see the ads. And they don't have to add that. They could still add the ad widget if they want to on their site, but they don't have to. Right? So people can opt out and just pay the $2.97. But if they want, but most people are going to be like, dude, I'm not going to pay for this. Run those ads. And then everyone on there is going to love this because they have such a hard time with Facebook and tiptoeing with Facebook and tiptoeing with Google. And now they would have Facebook and ClickFunnels would now control their own ad network. And they have the eyeballs and the audience to do it because they have so many users now. And so I don't know how you would price the ads. You can test out different ad prices. But at the end of the day, let's say I want to go to ClickFunnels and I want to target people that are doing sports or baseball or whatever. Then I'd put that, and then my ads would run to those people's dashboards. And for anybody that has a widget that has anything that that they put on their site and it's relevant, that ad will run on the relevant sites. And other people outside of ClickFunnels have to join it, and then they could go ahead and just do it just to run ads. Okay. So either way, that's good. And then the other thing is having an area for JVs where you go in and people can be matched up by answering a set of questions, and then it would match you up with people of, you know, one of the hardest things for JV partners and finding JV partners is finding people that have equal size or similar size lists as you. So you can go in there and identify, like, I would accept requests of JV partnerships and solo mailings from people that have lists of XYZ size to XYZ size. So they would give a range. And so what the software would do is match up and show you all the matches of people that are willing to do solo mailings or in, you know, or other advertising in mailings. And it would show what they're willing to do and what size list they have. And it would only match you with other people that meet that same criteria. And that would be a fast few clicks. And all of a sudden, you have a massive list of people that now you can swap emails with each other or swap. You do a solo mailing for me, I do a solo mailing for you. Or you could have people, you can match people that are willing to sell space on their list, and they'll sell it to anybody or whatever, or whoever they want to sell it to. So if you have those two things built into place where you have, you're having the ad network built right in, so you can run ad directly from your ClickFunnels dashboard, this is an announcement that the users would want. And it would solve one of their biggest problems, which is getting around the hurdles and the issues of why should Facebook and Google control all the traffic? You know, why should all these, you can control the traffic and you can offer it to them and not give them all these hurdles, and your page has to have this amount of text and it has to have this. Like, you can have people drive traffic to the pages the way that they convert the best. They don't have to have extra text or this or that, right? And all the pages on ClickFunnels already adhere to their terms of service. So they're good. If you're on ClickFunnels and your page adheres to terms of service, you're good. You can run the ads, you know? And so I think this way, if he wants to become a billionaire, this will be the fastest way for him to do it, because people are going to be running ads all day long. You know, and by making the service free and running ads and saying, look, you can pay for the service, or we'll give it, you can come to us and you get it all for free. And it's better than everybody else's. That word of mouth is going to spread like crazy, and you're going to kill all these other services because they will not be able to compete. It doesn't matter what kind of offerings they do. It doesn't matter what GrooveFunnels offers. They could offer the moon. It doesn't matter, because free beats $297 a month or $299 a month every time. People would rather tolerate the ads than spend $300 a month, even if they're making a lot of money, because you got to understand, successful people are some of the most frugal people. So they're going to want this too. They wouldn't mind. Who doesn't want to save $300 a month? Okay, this reduces so much friction and creates such an opportunity for everybody in the space. It's such a win-win, you know? And if you tell someone, hey, when you make a site, you can monetize it almost immediately by putting the ad widget on your page, you know? And you can put as many ad widgets as you want on your page, or limited, or however you want to do it, you know? So all of this math kind of has to be done and has to be figured out. But doing this model, you know, you can get around patents, because this platform is different than all the other platforms that are running ads. This idea right here is that billion-dollar quote-unquote idea. And I believe that the first platform that does this will destroy the marketplace. They will be unbeatable. All right. Anyway, I hope you found this interesting. We'll talk soon, and God bless.